Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Joining us live this morning, Assemblyman Bill Comrade, talking about state energy policy and where we're headed from here. Thanks so much for being on with us this morning. You know, we're all kind of wondering, because there's been so much talk about the shift in energy policy, the state shift to all electric that really gets kickstarted January 1st with no more gas hookups to newly built homes and home projects. What is the talk, is there any, in Albany, of lawmakers who share the same concerns that we hear day in and day out in Western New York?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say absolutely. I think there's always been, if you look at the voting record on many of these issues, folks on both sides of the aisle that, you know, each piece of whatever legislation have concerns. So I can say with a definitive yes, there is quite a concern about certain policies. Now, with regard to the January deadline in the all-electric building, right now, we're not 100% sure what the state regulations on building codes are going to be. When we got that law through the budget, by the way, which was attached to bail reform changes, we had put amendments in there to kind of carve out Western New York with the PSC. So right now we're waiting for the PSC, which is the Public Service Commission that allows the rates and other regulations on these utilities, to make a determination of if the all-electric building code should be applicable to Western New York.
Bill, you're a Democratic assemblyman, kind of taking a vocal stand here on this all-electric push. I mean, it seems when it comes to lawmakers in the state, they're either opposed or they're silent. Nobody's speaking in favor or defending this. Are you seeing the same thing?
No, I think there's quite a few of us in our regions that are taking a stand. I'm not standing alone, I think, on these issues in Western New York, and I'm certainly not standing alone across the state. I mean, there's colleagues from New York City to Central New York to Long Island and beyond in the majority that have said, okay, let's take a look at this. Let's decide if this is the best policy going forward, and doing it under a lens of affordability and feasibility. A lot of these goals are great, but they're just not feasible right now in a lot of our minds.
There are carve-outs with our 22 Christmas blizzard in mind. Carve-outs were made for restaurants, hospitals. I think schools are included in that. And I want to know why a similar carve-out wasn't made for homes. I mean, if we're of the mind that, hey, if a storm hits, knocks out the power, we need to have these things up and running and be able to have heat and essential services at hospitals and restaurants, shouldn't people be afforded the same opportunity in their own home?
Absolutely. And one of the things that we did put into that bill, which actually had the sponsor of the bill vote no, I have to add, was the point that you had to have 100% reliability guarantee by the grid before you could do that. And we're not hearing that that's even feasible. So I'm still, I guess, hopeful that when this regulation comes out, which it hasn't yet, the determination on the all-electric buildings for Western New York, that they take in consideration that part of the amendment to that bill that was put in there. I think that there was quite a few things, including the ability to have a backup generator in your home, which could be from a fossil fuel or natural gas or what have you. That was always included as well. So I'm really, really interested to see how these recommendations come to the PSC and how the Department of State puts that out. So far, we have nothing to look at, and it's a lot of speculation based on the Building Code Commission. Like I said, I've taken quite a deep dive on this, and there were certain exceptions and guarantees for Western New York to make sure that we had the ability to say no, especially around reliability and affordability.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Here it is, October 14th. This would take effect January 1. How late can the state alter, delay, or stop this? Because it's already impacting builders.
Again, this is regulations that are coming. They're supposed to be given out by January 1st, is my inclination. But they've already asked for comment period on these things and extended it several times. So right now, the 100-foot rule that was coming off of Climate Week and a number of other things, and there's quite a push from members of both sides, I think, to kind of say, hey, let's take a look at what really can work here, especially in this climate of, you know, concern also from the national government. It doesn't look like the federal government's going to pursue any of the policies that we're considering. So there's a myriad of things to keep a look at and before those codes drop.
What do you find to be the more convincing argument when you're talking to people who really support this bill in Albany? Is it the issues of reliability or, you know, say Western New York was completely carved out. We didn't have to, worry about any provision of this bill. You could build a home just like you always have for the last 50 years. If the rest of the state was still involved in this, it impacts the electricity rates for all of us. And we've already seen electric rates in our bills in the mail go way up in the last year. How concerned are you and how concerned are others that this is going to continue that trend in a significant way?
I think you hit the nail on the head there, Brian. I think that's one of the most convincing arguments that we have is that the rate in which our electricity demand is growing is starting to crush, I think, some of these goals and timelines that have been established. Right now, I mentioned last week to on WBN on the Joe Beamer show, I said, you know, we're growing at 14-15%, and a lot of that drive is actually AI and data centers. We're also not bringing generation online for electricity, And we don't measure energy demand by household anymore. The same amount of energy that was considered when we planned for energy for a household is now based on an individual. So all of us are using way more electricity than ever before. And that's not just the all-electric building piece. It's, you know, your lawnmower, it's your leaf blower, it's your cell phone, it's your computer, it's your smart TV. We're all using more electricity like never before. And that is compounding things. And we have to be able to provide energy that, again, reliability is part of that argument. Affordability, because, you know, the infrastructure to build this out, we all kind of share in that as ratepayers. Those are all things that are, I think, are of an effective argument right now in Albany. And I hope the PSC, because they have a job to do, and that is to make sure and guarantee that we have the right services available.
Real quickly, are you hearing from your constituents on this?
You know, I am. It's always fun because not everybody's 100% on my page. You know, some folks are, you know, you're not doing enough. And I'm like, well, I'm pretty out there on this topic. And other folks are, you know, want to see the change and the goals. And, you know, they embrace different things. I have residents that have installed geothermal, which I think is a great solution. Other folks that have done the electric conversion and are very happy, and I'm happy for them. But at the same time, I don't think it's a one-size-fits-all position, and I really do not care for top-down regulations, especially around choice and, again, affordability for folks. Sometimes it's just not a one-size-fits-all thing here, and I would hope that the government, the state Department of State, and when they put these regulations down, keeps that in consideration.
Well, Bill, thank you for the time. Appreciate it. Bill Comrade, Assemblyman, joining us live here talking about the state's all-electric push.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.